Good morning, Cascadia. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Today is Thursday, October 15th, 2009, and this is Air Cascadia, long on content, short on time. I'm Chris Andre, and during this program today, I will match whatever you, the listener, contribute to KBOO, your community radio station. We've got a live report coming up from Mobilization for Healthcare for All's direct action at Blue Cross headquarters today.
Oregon Wild weighs in on the Obama administration's latest version of a logging menu for our forests and wildlands.
And here's the latest idea in salmon saving. Make the bastards evolve to suit an overpopulated future world.
Portland area weather today, rain likely, otherwise cloudy, high near 63. Tonight, chance of rain early, lows in the 50s, and tomorrow about the same.
And first, we go to regional news from around Cascadia. Yesterday, Secretary of Interior Ken Salazar instructed the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to work with increased cooperation towards, here's the quote, a better way of doing business in Oregon's forests. So we're doing business in the forests now. My guest today is Sean Stevens, Communications Director with Oregon Wild. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being with us today. First off, what is Oregon Wild's general take on this latest logging plan?
Well, I think the general take is that we're moving in the right direction away from some pretty drastic shifts in forest management that were proposed under the Bush administration, moving towards things that make more sense, but we still have a little bit of a ways to go.
Oregon Wild has urged Secretary Salazar to take a look at the Siuslaw National Forest in Oregon Coast Range as a model for reforming the BLM. Talk a little bit about that, what that model really, what that consists of.
Well, for the last 10 years plus, the Siuslaw National Forest has realized that the future of sustainable logging is not in old-growth clear-cutting. And so they've gone with a model of bringing in all the stakeholders and designing timber sales that actually improve forest health. And they've done that for the last 10 years without having a single timber sale appealed, and they've been able to be the highest timber producer in the region. So that's really the direction that BLM can be going. Sales that are restoration thinning sales that can really have broad support from all Oregonians.
Do we really, though, need logging anymore? Isn't it time for a paradigm shift? Trees being worth more standing than on trucks roaring along I-84.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we definitely need to think about where we've been in the history of logging here in Oregon and find somewhere that gets us to where we should be in the future, which is healthy forests that do all the things that they should do for us and for the wildlife that call them home, protecting clean water, curbing global warming. But a lot of the past damage, we're going to have to repair some of it, and we have hundreds of thousands of acres of previously clear-cut lands that are now monoculture, single-tree species plantations. And we can actually go in and make those healthier and better wildlife habitat. And those are the kind of things that the BLM and the Forest Service should be doing down the road.
Thank you so much for that. If listeners want to find out more about what Oregon Wild is up to, how would they go about doing that?
Oh, they can go to our website at oregonwild.org.
Thank you so much for that. My guest has been Sean Stevens, Communications Director with Oregon Wild. Thanks again, Sean.
Thank you.
Water wars are coming. If the city commissioner in charge of Portland's Water Bureau has his way, Randy Leonard wants to deputize his security personnel, giving them the ability to carry guns and arrest people. Currently, the 19 security officers and two administrators in the Water Bureau are authorized to patrol reservoirs and call police for help. Leonard's proposed ordinance would create a law enforcement unit within the Bureau, whose members would be trained by the State Department of Public Safety Standards and Training.
Use a bucket, go to jail. It's the law. Yesterday, up there in Seattle, Parks and Recreation banned the possession or display of firearms at playgrounds, community centers, and other places where children are likely to be. Firearms will be prohibited at designated facilities once signs are posted notifying people of the new rule. In all, the rule will be applied to more than 500 parks, recreation centers, pools, beaches, and golf courses. I don't know about you, but for me, golf just won't be the same.
Blue Lake right here on the outskirts of Portland is the latest blue-green algae zone. Recent tests found that the lake has dangerous levels of toxins. The 64-acre lake is a popular fishing and swimming spot in summer for Portland area residents. Officials with Metro say the obvious, crowds aren't a problem this time of year. But blue-green algae blooms are increasing, and it's not a good sign for the environment.
And you're going to need healthcare if you go near that water. Well, we've got Chris Lowe on the line with Mobilization for Healthcare. He is at the Blue Cross Center in Portland. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for being with us. What's going on?
Well, the demonstration has just started here outside of Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield headquarters on Southwest Market Street. About 100 people have turned out. About a couple dozen of those are people who are intending to risk arrest by blocking a doorway. The whole building has been locked down, so it's not going to be a question of getting inside the building, but we're trying to deliver a letter which makes two demands of Blue Cross Blue Shield, one of which is that they should not deny any care that's recommended by a doctor for a life-threatening condition, and the other is that they not use premium dollars to corrupt the political debate with corrupt lobbying. And this is also a single-payer demonstration. We think that a single-payer system is the really only sensible solution to resolving the health crisis in the United States.
What's the public support been like so far? People passing by, how have they responded to the action?
Well, we've had some people come by and, honk in support, had some waves. I had, when we were coming down, we had people say they'd like to sign walking down the street, but it's actually not a whole lot of traffic right now, so I think that's
but we can hear it in the background going on right now. Thank you so much for that. My guest has been Chris Lowe with Mobilization for Healthcare for All. Again, thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
Just a week after the National Republican Congressional Committee, or the NRCC, suggested House Speaker Nancy Pelosi should be put in her place, the NRCC suggested that Pelosi's view of health care reform would be shared by Adolf Hitler. In a video promoted via Twitter by the NRCC, Hitler rants in subtitles, "At least I have Pelosi on my side. Like Pelosi, I don't give a about the American people." Democrats, never shying away from free speech rights, said the NRCC went too far.
And moving right along from that item, we all know about disaster capitalism. The next logical step, or mutation, as it were, is disaster evolution. We saw this one coming. Dams, logging, pollution, virtually every byproduct of unrestrained population growth is killing salmon across Cascadia. We spend over $1 billion a year to repair the damage done to salmon by massive hydroelectric dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers. That $1 billion, of course, is a case in point of what we mean when we say disaster capitalism. A few biologists now see signs that some salmon are evolving to survive in northwest rivers that have been radically altered. Put another way, these guys think that the salmon could be saving themselves and saving us $1 billion a year.
Something's happening out there in Lake Oswego. Foreign languages are back in the curriculum. Bodhi Tree Learning is one of four foreign language immersion preschool and kindergarten programs that started recently in Clackamas County. The program is part of a building wave as parents enroll their children in programs at younger ages. At the same time, the programs are raising questions of fairness and access, as demand for the classes almost always outpaces availability. So when you ask your first grader what happened in school that day, you could hear, "The nice men in the dark suits and sunglasses asked us to join the agency."
And finally, this. In Salem, it's all about reduce, reuse, recycle, rethink at Bring Recycling. Add to that, remarry. The Chapel of Second Chances, this is at a garbage recycling center, is a soon-to-be-added feature at Bring's latest project, the Garden of Earthly Delights. The 8,500-square-foot garden, scheduled to be done sometime next year, is being designed as an interactive outdoor learning space to teach sustainable gardening and living skills. It's part of Ring's $2 million Planet Improvement Center. That's ambitious. The Planet Improvement Center. The Chapel of Second Chance is a long-time project initiated by Bring in conjunction with the University of Oregon School of Architecture. It will be installed by U of O students within the next month.
This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, October 15th, 2009. Engineering is Emily Young. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Chris Andre is the producer. I'm Liam Delta.
You're listening to All Natural Free Range, non-syndicated KBOO Radio, 90.7 FM in Portland, KBOO.FM on the web. Your support and your support only keeps us subverting the dominant paradigm. Thank you so much, members. And what we really want to know right now is, do we have any new members?